lifeguards now, and we need facilities. We've no toilets, no showers, no running water, no lifeguards, no access, and not enough signage. So we're in a bad way. But we also have tried to approach this with Donegal County Council. You know, we've tried to work with them. That's why we went to the electoral area meetings and made the presentations. And in fairness, the county councillors, two of which came to that community meeting last week, Niamh Kennedy and Barry O'Neill, the county councillors have worked with us. And the community is responding in the absence of the county council responding. And I'm not one of these people that gives out about the county council, but, you know, if they don't do it, we have to do it. And that's what's happened last week with the signage. You know, they didn't put up any new signage after that soldier died last year. We got a phone call from the county council to say that in 2 weeks' time they're going to have a meeting about putting up new signage, but we felt that this was all moving too slowly. So the community are paying for the access onto Tullen Strand, the community are paying for the signage. But I do feel strongly, and I said this recently to people around Bedorn, if Donegal County Council can't provide a lifeguard service onto Tullen Strand next season 2018, the community in Bedorn may have to provide the lifeguard service onto Tullen Strand, and that would be that. You know, that would really be a disgrace, because it'd be the first independent lifeguard service on a beach in Ireland. You know, the county council's responsibility is to put the lifeguards on the beach. They put lifeguards on 14 other beaches in Donegal, including beaches that are not near as popular or near as dangerous as Bandoran is. For example, Merva Beach, 10 miles up the road, doesn't get half the visitors. It has portaloos, it has lifeguards, it has everything. But we on Tullen Strand, with thousands of people in the water every day, we've no facilities, no lifeguards, no access, and private signage now. So we're behind the curve. And in fairness, to defend Donegal County Council, you know, they've been caught out by how popular this beach has got.